Berlin lead singer Terry Nunn apologizes amid backlash for performing at Mar-a-Lago on New Year's Eve. By David N.G. on January 5, 2021. Under pressure from the cancel mob, Berlin lead singer Terry Nunn has apologized for performing at President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago on New Year's Eve. In a Facebook post, Terry Nunn expressed regret over any unintentional political statement she may have made. She also threw party organizers and the state for Florida under the bus, slamming them for failing to enforce COVID-19 safety protocols. "I am truly sorry I performed at Mar-a-Lago and would not have done so if I'd known what I learned while I was there," Nunn wrote in a post from Berlin's Facebook account. "My goal in performing was not to support a political party. I see now that that's not the way it appeared, and I am apologetic for that as well." Terry Nunn continued. The contract stated it was a small COVID-safe event for the members of Mar-a-Lago. "Unfortunately, it was not COVID-safe anywhere in Florida. I had no idea masks and social distancing were not required. I thought I was current on all COVID news everywhere, but clearly I was not. I was shocked by Florida and Mar-a-Lago's lack of regard for the pandemic, and if I'd known I would never have gone. Once I fulfilled my contractual obligation, I left the event as quickly as I could. It is a mistake I regret. I took a COVID-19 test yesterday and tested negative." Nunn, who has a large gay following, also expressed contrition to the gay community. "My apologies to those in the LGBTQ community who thought my performance was a statement against them. I have been and always will be fully supportive." President Trump didn't attend the New Year's Eve party at Mar-a-Lago, deciding to return to Washington, D.C., early. The Mar-a-Lago festivities also featured appearances by the Beach Boys, Vanilla Ice, and singer Taylor Dane, all of whom have come under social media pressure from left-wingers following their performances. Dane has defended her appearance at the event, reportedly saying in a deleted tweet that she tries to be non-political. "I'm saddened by all this," she reportedly wrote. "I have a 30-year career's sick, that many diverse friendships. And I try to stay non-political and non-judgmental and not preach. I sing from my heart purely and from source. I wish for all to be who they need to be, and find their way." Follow David NG on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.